Good afternoon, kind sirs and madams. Greetings and salutations from Scotland. I hope you're feeling groovy. Wink, wink.
On this fine morning, we shall have a look at the process of cloning.
In the name of the Lord, the Father, and the Son, in order to carry out my holy duties, I shall prohibit this satanic act of cloning. Only God is allowed to create life.
On my left here is Father Ariana, a priest vehemently opposed to the cloning phenomenon.
Stalker, a scientist interested in the wonders of cloning.
The probability of you saying that was close to one. Predictable as always, Father.
I am Alexis.
And I am Mutiara.
And we're reporters for the Lancastrian Science Podcast.
So, Dr. Stalker, tell us, what is cloning?
Well, cloning is the process of making a genetically identical organism from its original parent cell.
Well, in the name of God and Jesus, you will go to hell. And according to the Holy Book of Holiness, Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, yay, yay, nay, nay.
So, anyways, I heard that this cloning process involves the extraction of a diploid nucleus from a body cell.
Yes, this was the case for Dolly the sheep. After we extracted a nucleus from the udder cell of a sheep, we took an egg cell from another sheep and enucleated it.
What does that mean?
What it means is that they are violating the temple of God. Our bodies are the temple of God, and you are harassing God.
Removing the nucleus from the cell, obviously.
So what? You harassed the past soul of God's creature? You have violated the sheep's rights and their temple.
No, we simply inserted and fused the diploid nucleus into the enucleated egg. None of this involves violating the rights of sheep.
And then what? What do you do next? Electrocute the sheep?
Actually, yes.
You just proved my point. God will be angry and judgment day is upon us and it shall rightfully fall upon you, Dr. Stalker.
We need to electrocute the sheep in order to simulate cell division via mitosis.
Oh, what does that do, Dr. Stalker?
It forms an early embryo, which is implanted into the uterus of the surrogate sheep.
Did you just say surrogate mother? That is a sin. You are committing not a venial sin, but a mortal sin. I will see to it that you will get first class on your trip to hell.
But we're producing life, Father. The embryo grows normally to form a fetus, and in the case of our sheep, this is how Dolly the sheep was formed. She was a perfect clone of her mother.
Thou shalt not commit adultery with a sheep. I digress. What is the point of cloning? How is this even useful? This is also very time-consuming, yay yay, nay nay.
Well, I heard that you can use cloned transgenic animals to produce human proteins.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've read your research, Dr. Stalker. Cloned transgenic animals are genetically modified animals that contain genes from another species. An example of this are rabbits or mice that have some jellyfish DNA. This lets them glow in the dark.
Yes, they carry a green fluorescent protein, which glows green under blue light.
You are altering God's creation. He has sacrificed himself, yet this is how you repay him? How does this help humans? What is the use of this?
But Father, this testing may eventually lead to the ability to produce human proteins, which help treat diseases. For example, transgenic bacteria can produce lots of insulin to treat diabetes.
Yes, cloned transgenic animals may also be able to develop organs that the human immune system won't reject when it comes to transplants.
But there are ethical issues around this. You have forsaken God. Oh, my time has come. I have taken my final form. I must leave this room tainted by satanic ideals and the corruption of God's will. I will be gone.
Okay, I guess that's the end of today's episode of the Lancastrian Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you learned a thing or two about cloning.